This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we had Matt Walsh on. We're talking about all things Kansas City, talking about him rolling in for the big slick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his new movie, The Good Hat, that's in theaters right now in KC. But if you didn't know, and I think everybody's been covering this, the Hallmark holiday movies, which have become a staple of America. It's just, they're iconic now. They threw a great curve into it. The Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story about Chiefs super fans falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll air, of course, around Thanksgiving. But then I found out Diedrich Bader, brother Diedrich, is in it. And Diedrich, you guys, of course, you all met him through Office Space.
Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it? You had $1 million, you'd do two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. Always wanted to do that, man. And I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up, too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Well, not all chicks.
Well, the type of chicks that double up on a dude like me do.
Good point.
Well, what so about good. You now? What would you do?
Besides two chicks at the same time?
Well, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
I would relax. I would sit on my ass all day. I would do nothing.
Well, you don't need $1 million to do nothing, man. Take a look at my cousin. He's broke, don't do shit.
So good, so good. Dude, some of the greatest just underground movies. It took a while for it to catch on. I mean, even Napoleon Dynamite is Rex Kwando.
My name is Rex, and if you study with my 8-week program, you will learn a system of self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the octagon. It's called Rex Kwando.
Dude, it's all great. And over the years, we got to know him, and he's just fantastic. So when I found out he was going to be in Kansas City in this movie, man, we were all just stoked.
Born December 24th in Alexandria, Virginia, and raised in Paris, France, our next guest had bit parts in The Fresh Prince and Quantum Leap before landing the part that brought him national attention on The Drew Carey Show. He's gone on to turn in memorable performances in such films as Office Space and Napoleon Dynamite, as well as on such series as Veep and American Housewife, and his voice work on such animated series as The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy and Batman, The Brave and the Bold. But now he's in Kansas City filming the upcoming Hallmark movie, Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story. Please welcome actor and friend of the show, Diedrich Bader.
I heard you're catting around the town, Diedrich.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, man. It's so great to have you in Kansas City.
I love this town.
Listen, I effing love this town, too. I get it, man.
I love it.
I'm
not losing any weight, though, I'll tell you. I've been hitting so many barbecue joints. I think my wife is going to be pretty shocked when I get back.
Well, listen, we all know the Hallmark holiday movies have become a staple, right? Like we know there's always a love story. There's the antagonist, the protagonist. They're going to, at first, they're going to knock heads a little bit, but then they're going to fall in love for the greater good of something. And listen, we just like it. Like it's just fun. But the idea that it's now the Kansas City Chiefs, and with Donna Kelce, Travis's mom is in.
That's right. Yeah, I met Donna. She was very sweet. She was really excited to be part of it. And you know what you reminded me of? You know, you brought up all those intro stuff, which was really cool. Thank you for that. But, you know, I used to be a long time ago on the Drew Carey show.
Yeah.
And many years ago, we shot the intro called Cleveland Rocks in Cleveland.
That's right.
And Donna was actually living in Cleveland at that time, brought her two boys to the shooting of that, and they were extras in that video.
No.
Wow. Hold on. How cool is that?
Travis and his brother, they're both extras in that shot.
They're extras in it, yeah.
That's great, Ben. How great is that? And by the way, if she isn't the quintessential, genuine human being mom, then there's nothing. Like, you know how fame and stardom and that much attention can change somebody, but...
Oh, sure.
Unless I'm missing something, it has not affected that lady at all. She's amused.
Oh, no, she's awesome.
And she's in love with the whole thing. And mostly, she just loves her kids.
I know. It's so great.
Yes.
It's so great.
It really
is. Genuinely. And one of the things that's really great about, was great, I should say, about having her on the set is that, you know, when you do this for a living, you enjoy, I mean, I've always enjoyed myself, and that's why I try to do only comedies. But she also, like, brought this sense of like magic and wonder, and isn't this incredible? And I was like, yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, right. Because it is easy to forget, right? Because you've done it so many times. To see it through somebody else's eyes, who really is loving it. That is one of the great things in this world.
Right, it's joyful. It's just really joyful. So she was really fun to hang out with. Yeah, she was really fun.
See, and it's Kansas City, and I'm sure everywhere you go, as you're getting recognized, and if people are putting it together that you're in this movie. This Hallmark movie, because Hallmark, Kansas City, the Chiefs, Kansas City, you know, it truly, what a fun adventure this has got to be.
Oh, dude, I've never been on a location where every single person that saw me and recognized me knew what I was there for.
That's great. Isn't that great?
That's never happened to me before. Like, I was in Vancouver for 6 months shooting first a movie for Tubi called Spread, which is out right now. What was the name of it? Lucky Hank with Bob Odenkirk, a series for AMC+.
Excellent.
And no one knew what I was doing there, and they were just like, hey, it's that guy from The Thing, you know, but other than that, you know, I didn't get anything. But this, 100%, everybody here is like, you're here for the Hallmark movie. And we love the Chiefs, and we love Hallmark. So it's great. This town has opened like a flower for us. Well, and it's been really fun.
It's such a good town, and it always has been, man. And we've lived through the tough years, right? The pre-Mahomes years. And it's weird to me now, like, because now I knew it was coming, but I didn't expect it this quickly. The anger from the rest of the United States where once you become so good, like, you become the villain. And I'm like, how can we be the villains? We're the goddamn Kansas City Chiefs. We can't be the villains.
Yeah, you're the underdogs. You always were. And then now you're, like, the champs. And people are like, no. Well, that's the nature of it, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of funny about sports. It's totally unlike entertainment.
Yeah.
Sports, like, people create enemies in sports. It's such a weird thing. But if people don't like you in show business, they just don't pay attention to you.
Right. Right. Because you're always a different actor. You're always a different character, right?
Yeah.
And but it's true, because I'm not a giant sports guy. Obviously, I live here, so I want to see our team do well. And then I saw us win a goddamn World Series, which is crazy. And then I saw us win a Super Bowl and another Super Bowl, and it just kept rolling. And then you add in the extra super mega twist of a love story between, you know, just the world's daughter right now is Taylor Swift. I mean, she's the one, right?
And she's awesome.
And then she's in love with this guy who's kind of at the first blush, kind of a lunkhead, but funny. But and I say that with total love. Then you realize
I get it.
You watch him on SNL or you watch him in life. He's got timing. Like, you have timing, Diedrich. You understand comedy. That dude has timing.
No, he totally does. He's a natural talent. And because he's unguarded, like, you know, he's just, he's just a good dude, right? And he just doesn't mind exposing himself, showing like his true self.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know about the other thing.
You know, you meet his brother on, you know, we say we meet his brother, you watch him on the podcast, on the stuff,
yeah.
And you realize
yeah.
that. And then you add in the super weird twist of brothers on the field at the Super Bowl, and their mom's got to root for both. It you wouldn't write it in a movie because it just doesn't ring possible.
No, it's just a little too far. It would, as they, in the showbiz parlance, they would call it, it bumps you. It would bump you.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, it's a little too much. Like the love story, okay. I mean, we need that. But yeah. So anyway, it's
cool
being in town, man. I really love it. I've been to the Jazz Museum, too,
it's
and I
great.
Went to the Baseball Museum that's right there. That
so
was really
good.
Cool.
So good, man.
And the Art Museum, what's that called? The Nelson or something?
Yep. If you haven't made
that
it to
was
the,
really cool.
the World War I Museum, the Liberty
I was going to do that today.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's great. It really is fantastic. When I was a kid growing up, let me take you way back, Diedrich. That was, they weren't taking care of it. There was no museum. It was either, honestly, there's a big loop in there. It was gay cruising and drugs. And
okay.
we would all, you know, if we were down there, trying to buy something or we're skateboarding or doing whatever, because mm-hmm. Kansas City used to have a really dead nighttime down that area.
And
one day we get this news, they're going to put a museum. We're like, how is that possible? Because it was honestly earth all the way to the stairs that you see there. Somehow that building was always hollow, which is crazy to me. All the years we spent
there. That is crazy.
And
like
done,
the pyramids.
Yes, no. I swear to God, man. And I've never been able to get a clear answer. It's like, why would this building? Because there's no chance that they created that hollow underneath.
Anticipated.
That
So
it really is. And then the first time I went in, I was just super knocked out. And I'm a museum nerd. If it's really well done and it's a really great historical one, I'm absolutely 100% in. And that's a great
one. The Truman Museum I went out to. The Truman Museum is actually really great, too.
Man,
it's a really cool story.
You're getting all of it. That's fantastic, dude.
Yeah. Well, I like to squeeze the rind, you know, down. I like to get down to it. It's fun. I went to a current game.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Down by the river. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was really fun. And they won 3-1. That was cool.
So that whole area down there is used to be known as the River Key or the River Market. And that was a big mob tie-in back in the day.
And
in the 70s, well, there was a bunch of bombings and a war going on. And that was, there's a whole nother history down there, too, that's super interesting, man. Yeah, no, it's, Kansas City was the, you know, because it's the center of the United States, right? And so.
Yeah, that's right.
If you remember, you know, some of the movies, the Goodfellas movies or the Casino movies, and they start talking about the Kansas City connection. That's all 100% true, man. It's all very real.
Wow, that's wild.
Oh, there's some great history here, man. There's some really, really neat stuff to check out.
And a great change station. The Union Station is really beautiful.
Yeah. When I was a kid, completely boarded up, and they didn't.
What?
When they did the Liberty Memorial, they did the Union Station just before that. All of that has been new in the last 30 years.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, swear to God, man. It was a world of urban explorers. There was a spot you could break into, and I knew a bunch of guys used to go explore all through it.
That's so wild.
No, dude.
Like spelunking, but it's a train station.
Oh, yeah. No, there's more than that than you would imagine. But it's a really cool city, man. I'm just glad you're here, and I hope you're going to be here for a while, because if you have time and your schedule slows down, always dinner's on us. Or if you want to come by in the morning and hang out in the show, man, you're welcome to come here and hang out.
Wow, what an incredible invitation. Thank you. Unfortunately, I leave tomorrow.
Oh.
I kind of wish that you'd contacted me a little earlier.
Yeah.
I'll beat Jake off air as soon as we're out
yeah.
here. Yeah. Now the beating will be it'll be severe. But it really is a good town, man. And then, of course, you got to come back. Once this movie launches and we get into the season, you're going to have to come back.
Hey, that made me... Okay, so there's going to be a screening of the movie here.
Yes.
Whenever, I don't know when that is, so don't hold me to any particular date. But I would love to come on the show with you live, and we'll do like a whole morning together.
Yes.
Would that be cool?
I would love it, Diedrich. Absolutely, man. I mean, we'll go through everything. We'll talk all aspects of our lives, music, traveling, where you going, what you got going on. By the way, I can't wait to hear about the Odenkirk.
I'd love that.
I couldn't wait to come up with it. What's the Odenkirk project? Can you talk or no?
It's called Lucky Hank. No. It already came out. Unfortunately, it already got canceled, too. So it was kind of sad.
But, I missed it.
Most people did.
Oh, I hate that, because I'm such an Odenkirk fan, too. I mean, all the way back to Mr. Show.
Oh, dude, he was great. The greatest. We had dinner together pretty much every night, and we never ran out of things to talk about. He's down to earth and lovely and smart and well-read and just interesting. He's just an interesting dude. And what an incredible career, you know, starting off as a writer. And just his approach to acting is very different because he started off as a writer, so he always has, like, this fidelity to the script in a way that is about the larger picture and not about his moments in it, which is generally the way, you know, the old actor quote of how the actor reads a script is BS, BS, my line, BS, BS, my line.
Right.
But Bob sees it as a whole because he started off as a writer.
Yeah.
So it's really fascinating. Anyway, he was great. Anyway, yeah, we can totally get into that when I come back.
Absolutely, man. Listen, I cannot wait for this movie to come out. And I will tell you, I have never, ever been this excited for a Hallmark movie in my entire life.
But it's going to be fun. It's really good. It hits all the moments that you want. It's like diving into a big pool of mashed potatoes. It's going to be so comforting.
Yeah, man. And the fact that when I was loving that, and I was just, you know, it's great for Kansas City, but then I heard you were in it, and I was like, well, goddamn, now I'm 100% invested in this whole thing.
Dude, when I come back, we're going to hang, okay?
Absolutely, man. Diedrich, anytime. The great Diedrich Bader. You are. And thanks for always being so great with us.
Hey, dude, man, I'm a fan. Oh, dude, thank you for having me on.
All right, stay right there, man. Jake, you're going to die.
You could have been going on field trips every day with him. Field trips.
Dude, you know, I love this stuff. And by the way, and I will tell you guys, if you live here, and I know this is what people do, it's not your fault, but we live here, so we're like, yeah, I'm going to get to it. Yeah, I'm going to get to it. God damn it, go get to it. Go see the baseball museum. Go see the jazz museum. Go see the World War One memorial. Go. And if you haven't been, dude, I didn't even tell him. I'm sure, have I told you my high school story about dropping acid and going to the Nelson Atkins?
Yeah. Was that Yoko?
Yes. Yeah, you don't know.
Which you can't possibly think it's real in that moment.
I'm telling you.
This really happened.
I'm telling you, I could call my friend Tracy right now, and she would tell you the same story. We were kids, and we skipped school. We were, it was a senior year, and I got some acid. And I go, let's drop some acid and go to the art museum. It'll be fun.
Pretty good idea.
Right? It's during the day. It was already springtime. It was warm outside, so it was nice to go inside. And we dropped some blotter. And I remember parking. She had a little blue Toyota truck. And I remember where we parked. And then we drop, and about 40 minutes in, it starts to roll on, and there's nobody at the museum. Like, it's just empty. We're just strolling through the big hallways, just looking at stuff, and it's pretty echoey, so you tend to be quiet when it's, you know, you're not raising hell or anything.
No, you don't want to get busted anyway.
And then we saw a couple of men and a little Asian lady, and I remember thinking, wow, that's weird, because she had a certain kind of, like, those, now you'd call them Oakleys.
Yes.
You know, the big glasses, like, they're like cataract glasses, right? Yeah. But they were giant. They were big, wide glasses. And there was a little Asian lady, and I was like, that's like that Yoko Ono, right?
Right, like, it looks like that Yoko Ono,
you know,
lady.
So then you're just like, it's still going around. We're still looking and stuff. And we're wandering around, and it's rolling on pretty hard, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think that's Yoko Ono. And she's like, no, it's not. Like, we're going back and forth.
Shut up, dude. You're tripping balls.
So then, and then, like, an hour goes by, and I'm like, let's go to eat. And there's a courtyard in the middle. And so there's for the cafeteria, and it's May Stiller. I don't know if it's still there, but it's a bunch of tables. It's right in the center of the Nelson Atkins Museum. And I'm looking, and God damn it, it's Yoko Ono, right? we're literally sitting at the table next to her. There's nobody else in the cafeteria. We were sitting there first.
Right.
She sat down. She didn't sit away. And there's no doubt, I'm telling you 100%, she had to see we were that high.
I was just thinking to myself, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I thought, if you would have known then and have the confidence that you have now to just tell her, and she would have probably appreciated you being high, trying to figure out if you're Yoko Ono's ass or
swear
not.
To God. But, you know, our pupils are the size of dinner plates. And there's a very acidy smile, acidy talk. Like, there, if you've ever taken LSD, like, and again, kids, I'm not telling you this story.
Don't do
so
it.
You'll try drugs, but there is a very obvious tell. And Lord knows she came from that culture. She stood up, she started to talk to us, and we were like,
you talked to Yoko Ono?
Oh, dude, I got an autograph.
I don't remember that.
Yes, yes, no, absolutely. She wrote, I'm like, can we? And she had to provide the paper and the pen.
Oh, man, you made it work.
We didn't have anything.
To do all of it.
Too high to get your own material.
She got a pen from one of the security guys, and she was super sweet to us. I don't even remember what she said. I remember her tone being very gentle, and I remember like trying to hold it together. And it was, you know, it was super weird. And the whole time you're having this, it's right, it's wrong, it's real, it's not real, is this happening? No, definitely. No, Tracy's right here next to me. I can't right. She's like,
speak, Tracy, seriously.
And then we're just sitting there, just completely melted down. And the only way I could verify that I know what I saw was the next day on the news, we both saw it, that Yoko Ono had come in town to display John Lennon's art at the Modern Museum of History, or the Modern Art Museum over there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
The Kemper one.
Yes.
And so we were like,
for once I've been to a museum.
We're on the phone. I'm like,
I told you.
That was real what happened yesterday. And listen, I know... Listen, if I was sitting in a car or a work job site or at home listening to some jackhole tell this story, I'd be like, you're a liar.
Your
I
ass.
100% understand why you don't believe me right now. But as God is my witness on my mother and father on Buddy, that is the truth. That happened. I'm telling you, we dropped acid, went to the museum, and met Yoko Ono in Kansas.
Yeah. Because there's a portion of the audience right now that's thinking...
If you would
he got only. Super high and saw an Asian lady at a Big Lots. Thinks,
yeah, I know. I know.
Right.
Unmistakable, dude. I'm telling you. Unmistakable.
Even high, if you saw Yoko Ono, you'd be like, I've seen
or
her.
A lady with two big security guys, an Asian lady decided to put on big glasses and write Yoko on a piece of paper.
She's like, these dumbasses won't know. Hold
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Guys.
So either it was the greatest perpetrator in the history of perpetrators. And we were the only ones there to F with, or that was real.
God,
so
I hope good. She got a laugh knowing you two.
Oh, there's no doubt she understood we were in the grip.
Good.
Like, you know, you get that crazy, and no, you don't. But if you did, if you were right, you'd know. Like,
right.
It's that mega acid smile, the giant pupils, and everything's kind of like half a shaky laugh. Hey, you're Yoko Ono.
I feel like Yoko's, she's aware of drug culture. She got it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't, yeah. You're not like Yoko. You're
she
like,
got it.
Yoko Ono. Like,
hey, 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 hey.
Yeah, no.
You could it not was, sing to her.
It was, oh, you know, at that point, I only knew her through a photograph of John Lennon. I didn't know anything about, like, people goof on her singing. I didn't know about
sure.
the breaking the Beatles up. Everybody would say that. I only just knew
I would just add
what a 17-year-old kid, 16-year-old yeah, kid would know, which
that was
is
his partner.
You saw pictures of John Lennon, and there was an Asian lady, and then after he got murdered, then you would always see her with those giant glasses. And honestly, if she hadn't had those glasses on, I maybe wouldn't have recognized her because they were so... They were like the uniform of Yoko Ono.
Of her, yeah.
But as God's my fable. Witness, as God's my witness, dude, 100% true. What's the moral of the story? Not to take drugs, but do go to local museums and cool things to do because you never know what's going to happen.
Freaking out, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.